In the beginning, there was darkness.
Nothing.
Zero. Then God said,
let there be light. And there was.
Then suddenly there were stars and planets and galaxies and comets and meteors and great clouds of gas.
All whizzing about and going bang.
It was like an enormous firework display.
And God said, now that's good.
Epic. Out of all the millions and billions and zillions of planets, God picked out one to be special. He chose the Earth.
God made the Earth spin, which made the day and night. And he made the moon go around the Earth, which made the months. And the Earth go around the sun, which made the years.
It was all very complicated, like a giant clock.
But it worked perfectly.
On the Earth, God made dry land and water.
The land had mountains and canyons and deserts.
And huge exploding volcanoes.
And God said, now that's good.
Epic. The water was even better. God made rain. And rivers and mist and waterfalls and hailstones and snow and icicles and icebergs.
And great oceans with enormous crashing waves.
Just out of water.
And God said, now that's good.
Epic. Then came the plants. God planted seeds all over the world and the seeds grew and grew and grew.
Until great forests spread right round the earth and the whole world turned green.
It was very beautiful.
And God said, now that's good.
Epic. Then the fun really started because God made animals. He made some black and white and some brightly coloured.
He made some with lots of hair and some with lots of teeth.
He made some with blue feathers.
And some with blue bottoms.
He made animals that sing and squawk and spout and hiss and hoot and howl and honk and chirp and peck and pounce and flap and fly and slide and creep and crawl and prowl and growl and gallop and glide and dive and swoop and jump and hang and warble and squeak and roar. I said, roar!
And God said, now that's good.
Epic. And last but not least, he made something really wonderful.
What do you think it was?
It was you!
And me, of course, and everybody else. He made people.
We are his masterpiece. His best effort, I like to think.
And God said, they are really good.
Epic. After that, God looked at all the good things he... Good? Epic. Things he'd created and decided to have a rest.
And that was good too.
Epic. So put your hand up if you are someone who likes or liked school. Put your hand up if you like school or when you were at school you liked it. Put your hand up if you are someone who doesn't like school or didn't like school. Okay, we've got a few and a few grown-ups. And put your hand up if you're not really bothered either way, if you're sort of so-so. Great. Here's a different kind of question. Put your hand up if you like learning about things. That's really interesting because a lot of the people who didn't like school do like learning. Now, my son, who is 17, does not like school at all. He doesn't like school because he doesn't like being told what to do. I don't know where he gets that from. But also, he doesn't like school because he has dyslexia. So he finds some subjects a little bit more challenging. But he loves learning. And the way that he learns is by watching YouTube videos. Parents' nightmare, of course, because you want to say, get off your phone, but he's doing something educational. And he knows a phenomenal amount about history, geography, science, engineering, and sports because of the stuff that he has watched on YouTube. Now, my husband, who is considerably older than 17, also didn't really like school. He didn't like school either because you have dyslexia and also because there were times where you were bullied at school and that made it a very hard place to be. But like my son, Nick loves learning as well. He doesn't watch YouTube videos. He reads big, thick books with very long words in, and that's how he enjoys learning about the world. Whether or not you like school or whether or not you liked school when you're at school, I think most of us actually enjoy learning. once we have found the way that we like to learn, whether it's videos or books or doing things. One of the reasons I think that learning is fun is because we are part of an incredible world. We've been reminded this morning of the story of creation, that God made our wonderful world and everything in it. And there is so much to discover about who we are, how we got here, why we're here, where we're going, what it all means, and how the world works. It is incredible. So this world is a gift, and it's a gift to be enjoyed and explored and discovered. So for me, I think it's really good if each of us find the thing that helps us to enjoy and explore the world. It could be reading or writing. It could be making things. That's important for me. It could be facts and figures. You perhaps are someone that likes RE or PE. Maybe you enjoy music like Pat and Anne do. Perhaps you have joy in learning a new language or even learning an old language that nobody even speaks anymore. It's learning new skills and also learning how to get on with people who are different from us. So for me, whether or not you like lessons at school, I think learning about this wonderful world is amazing because it's a good place. God said, this is a good world, so we need to make the most of it. Now, for some of us, school can be a place which builds us up. Interestingly, we didn't mention, did we mention teachers? We mentioned friends and family, but we didn't mention teachers. Oh, a teacher mentioned a teacher. Well done. That's good. But actually, for some of us, school is or was a place where we grow strong and confident and feel tall because we have been praised by teachers or we've got exam results that we're proud of or we're chosen to be a pupil leader for older people. That means like being on the school council. These days they call it pupil leadership. We've got a number of pupil leaders in this congregation. Maybe you've had success on the sports field, and so you can feel really tall and built up. But for others of us, actually school is a harder place to be. There's some of us who have specific learning difficulties, and actually that can make learning hard. It is really hard if you have to say to the teacher, I didn't understand that. Can you explain it again? And as my daughter always said, to then say, I still don't understand it and have to ask for help the second time is really hard. And it can make you feel maybe just a little bit smaller. Perhaps you're someone who finds it hard to sit still or to be quiet when you're asked to. And then maybe that means the teacher always spots you because they see you or hear you, and maybe they always tell you off. And you feel like, why am I always the one that gets told off? And once again, if a teacher tells you off, perhaps in front of others, you can feel a little bit smaller. Maybe at school, you like the lessons, but you find it a bit hard in class getting on with different people. And maybe sometimes you feel a bit on the outside. And that can mean you feel a little bit smaller again. Maybe you just find the schoolwork difficult or boring. That can make us feel smaller. Perhaps some of us, and this is particularly, I think, for grown-ups, actually, because I think teachers today are really positive. But sometimes teachers have said something to us and it stays with us a long time and knocks our confidence. My mum, who is a wonderful artist, was told by her art teacher at school that she was rubbish at drawing. It took her 30 years to find the confidence to go back and do an art A level at school when she was a school librarian. And it made her feel really small. And also sometimes as well, if we don't do so well at school, maybe our parents say to us, as mine did to me, I'm a bit disappointed with your report this term. And actually most of us, we really love our parents and we want to please them. So school can be brilliant and build us up, but for some of us, it can leave us feeling perhaps a bit knocked about. Not just school, but life can be like that. Grown-ups, I'm sure we've all experienced things like that in the workplace or perhaps in friends' situations, family situations. And we can feel sometimes there are times where we just have maybe lost a bit of confidence. My guess is that most people here today have had an experience of somebody just knocking off some of those boxes so that we don't feel as tall or as strong as we have done. What we would love to say to you this week as people go back to school and back to work or back to the grindstone is to remember today's story and to remember that when God made us and looked at us, he said, you are really good. You are really, really good. God took joy and delight in making us the way we are, with all of our quirks, all of our differences, all of our strengths and weaknesses, all of our foibles, all of the things we're talented at. And God looks at us and knows us and says, you are good. And for me, that's the foundation of my life. It absolutely is the thing that all of my life is built on, knowing that God knows me and loves me as I am, and that helps me to stand tall and to feel confident. So we would love you to remember that and take that back to school with you this week, to walk in that door knowing the most important person in the whole universe, i.e. the creator, thinks I am good, really good. Obviously, you may not want to say that back to the teacher if they are saying you have to have a detention. You might not want to be like, actually, miss, I think you'll find the vicar said this week, I'm good, really good. But you hold that in your head and you hold that in your heart. So even when you feel like someone's about to knock the top box off, you just know I am good because God says I am. So whether you're young or whether you're old, I hope you can hold on to that and take that into this week and this term and this year. We live in a good and wonderful world, so let's enjoy it, ideally at school, but hopefully at home as well. And also let's remember, you are good. Epic.